You scared? Boo. Hootie hoo. We were smoking swag, now we got that Gorilla Glue.
Hell yeah, we do.
Episode 40, 42.
Hit the deuce deuce for the 42.
Yeah. What's nice. Up, everybody? Welcome back to the CDJ podcast. I'm Chuck.
I'm Don.
And I'm Jesse.
Welcome back from last week. I hope you all enjoyed the episode. I thought it was one of our best ones yet.
Hilarious.
Stuck.
I laughed my balls off listening to it today.
You know, what manifests over a good dildo on the highway? You can only imagine. This week, we're going to get into a couple different topics. We're going to dabble into sports a little bit more and more, hopefully every week, as sports is coming back. I dabbled a little bit into the dark side of the ring this week, so I got the last days of Owen Hart to talk about. We have some trailers and just some regular life shit to talk about. I hope everybody's doing good out there as stuff starting to open up. I hope everybody's getting out and having a couple extra breaths of air and get to see some friends they didn't get to see over the past couple months or loved ones. Just make sure you give them a hug. And remember, you never know when the next time is. Starting off, well, I mean,
I'm very heartfelt.
Yeah, it was heartfelt. I'm feeling very heartfelt tonight.
Sound like me, Chuck.
No, not at all. I'm mostly just...
No, not at all.
Getting right into it, I actually wanted to talk about today was HBO Max streaming service just dropped today. I downloaded it and it basically is HBO with
Go. Is it HBO Go?
Yo, basically with a couple other jams in it. They do have the Hanna-Barbera collection. They have every episode of the Flintstones, every episode of the Jetsons, every episode of Tom and Jerry, every episode of the Looney Tunes on there.
Oh, I might have to check that
they
out.
Have every episode.
Can I have your password?
Yeah, they have no. They have every episode of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air on there, which I'm kind of excited. I'll watch that all the way through probably. Friends, that was like their big selling point, is that they got Friends put on there and the Big Bang Theory every episode, which is pretty cool.
I love the Big Bang Theory.
I hate that show.
Oh, I like it and God. I don't. It's like hit or miss for me.
I love it. I think it's fucking.
Just like, liked it. I don't know. I could never.
Just like Family Guy's like that for me. It's like hit or miss.
I don't like that.
I think Family Guy is probably the best show ever when it comes to cartoon shows.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, no, not for me. But yeah, I can see why it would be for some people.
If we're talking adult shows like that, I'm going South Park every time. I love South Park.
I love South Park. I love Family Guy more. And then I got to say Big Mouth is right up there, too.
Yeah, I'm going to say F. I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter. F is for
that one's up there, too.
Animated.
I like F is
for animated.
That's a really good show.
I know there's a bunch of them that I'm kind of shortchanging and I'm not thinking of right now, too.
No, like, I was never a fan of The Simpsons. Like, don't get me wrong.
I never, like, die hard into The Simpsons, either.
I like The Simpsons. I think The Simpsons fell off hard, like, super, super
Jesse,
hard, to be honest
Jesse.
With you. Like, more than anything.
Yeah.
But, like, lately. But when I was That's a kid, I feel like even the old ones were a lot better. I see them now and I think they're
I used to like King of the
better.
Hill. King of the Hill.
Oh, that's
a
Futurama, too. I like Futurama.
Futurama's all right. You know?
I always like
They're
that
all
one.
Made Futurama, King of the Hill, Beavis and Butthead. It's all made by Mike Jones.
Yeah, that's a good one, too. Beavis and Butthead's a classic.
Yeah, and of course, like the original Doug Funny, Ren and Stimpy,
yeah.
The Nickelodeon lineup.
Those aren't like adult cartoons. Yeah, I wouldn't put those in the same category.
No, they kind of, Rocko's Modern Life.
They get adult humor.
They're not like geared for adults, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, they're geared to the kids.
BoJack Horseman. You ever seen that? That's really good.
I never watched that one.
Bob Saget does like the narrating. There's a bunch of people that do the voices on it. The guy who does the Lego Batman, Will Forte, I think he does the horse. He does the main character. He's the voice of it. But yeah, so that HBO Max, I don't know. A lot of these streaming services, maybe it will come out with original stuff, but it's like another $11.99 for something that I know there is some stuff on there, but there's a lot of stuff that is on.
Isn't
stuff.
The whole point of streaming was to not pay for cable? Now it's just as much as cable was.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm up like $300 a month between cable. And fucking streaming services.
I mean, if I'm counting, because you got to count the internet too. So I mean, you're figuring 75 for YouTube.
Well, yeah, my
TV
internet
is what I pay for. That's my cable.
Yeah, my like
which
bundle.
Is cable.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm right at the same fucking boat. Yeah. But I guess it is a little cheaper because you got everything.
Yeah,
like you get the libraries.
Yeah, well, it's crazy. Down in South Carolina, where I went this weekend, the apartments I was looking at, they have AT&T TV and it's included, and it's only $100 a month. AT&T internet and TV. I see commercials about it, but I've never seen it up here before.
YouTube TV, I know you can get for $75, and Cox has $20 you can get internet for. So if you put those together,
yeah,
it's basically the same. It's
probably,
the same price, though.
That $20 is probably
No, Nick T has it, actually. We were playing Xbox online, no problem.
I thought you said it wasn't loading videos and stuff like that or something.
No, that was like his TV needs to be updated.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was what I ended up figuring that out. But he was playing online. I was on the phone, everything was working fine. For $20, I mean,
no, you can't go
it's not Fios, I'm sure, but... For $20?
No, $20. You can't go wrong.
Like a boner in church. Can't beat it.
Well, the thing is that usually most people wouldn't be caring about all the money they're spending on this shit. I mean, they should anyway, but usually I don't. But seeing how we're in this epidemic and I haven't had a fucking job in 3 months,
yeah.
You start adding up all the fucking TV shows. It's like, what the hell am I paying for over here? Because I'm still watching the same fucking things. That 70s show.
Yeah, I'm still watching That 70s show as well.
That 70s show. Fuck, That's Delicious.
Most expensive.
Most expensive.
King of the Hill.
Yeah. God damn it, Bobby.
Bobby.
I like Boom Hour.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, man. Don't
you know what's crazy? The guy lives across the street from me. He's all four of those guys mixed together.
Really?
If you ever met him, he's shit. Literally, dude, if you ever meet him, remember this moment in time. It's all four mixed together. It's the funniest fucking thing you've ever seen.
Actually looking forward to meeting him.
And his name's Dave.
I might go over and knock on the door after this pod.
He'd probably give you a butt heavy and party with you.
Oh, what? Sounds like my kind of guy.
You guy's a wild animal.
Couple butt heavies.
Oh, shit. That's awesome.
Donnie, I wanted to...
How was South Carolina?
South Carolina was dope. I really enjoyed it. Down there, obviously, they're in a different position than we up here. I know we don't talk about COVID a lot and stuff, but the bars are open down there. Not really a bunch of people with masks on. Like, you're kind of looked at weird when you have a mask on down there. The bars are open. The restaurants are open. I mean, there is a little bit of social distancing, but not really. Charlestown is the oldest city in the nation. It was all cobblestone roads. All
was
the buildings.
Charlestown you were in?
Yeah, Charleston. Actually, they call it Chucktown.
Wow.
Well,
I seen one of the buildings they filmed like part of the Patriot in when they go to like the aunt's house or whatever.
Fucking love
but
that
they're
movie.
Like these old,
that's a good one.
These old like colonial houses movie. That like it's so weird. No, when you like see a front of a house, you'd see like the three decks on the front of the house. Well, it's like sideways and they have like a privacy door, and I didn't know like it's a door. You go into like the deck and then you go into the house. So when people like worked all day back in like the Revolution, every times they used to just sit on their deck in their underwear, even though their underwear were like full spectrum fucking from head to toe, like cotton underwear. They would sit out there and it was like, if that door was
sounds
open,
like my kind of underwear.
I'm yeah. into it.
Yeah, right.
So
bring it back.
Full spectrum.
Yeah, if your door was open to your like porch, then you could like go right up on somebody's porch. People would just walk over, hey, let's have a drink, whatever. But if that door was closed, it meant you were sitting out on your porch in your underwear and you didn't want to be bothered.
Did you learn this at the museum?
No, I learned it on the horse and buggy tour.
Oh. Hell yeah. How was that? How was the horse and buggy tour? I love
it. It was
tours.
Awesome, dude.
I love going on tours, dude.
I love stuff like that. I fucking love
I
history,
always,
so that's
no,
like
I love
right
it
up my alley.
I fall into every tourist trap. I do
you
it every
what?
Time.
It was,
yeah. I love them.
It like, was like
fanny
shit.
Pack out. I don't even care.
It same. Was like shit you forgot about when they were talking about it. Like, so one of the buildings that was like right on the water. So the Civil War started in Charlestown, the Battle of whatever. I can't remember.
Charlestown.
Yeah. No, I don't think it was that. So all the aristocrats and like the generals and shit, dude, they just stayed in one house for the Confederacy, and they like drank for 3 days because that's all they thought was going to be the Civil War, was like 3 days it was going to be over. So they all like celebrated in this one house, and like we seen the house, it's still like standing. And I don't know, it's just like crazy. Then shit starts turning in your head, like, oh, actually I learned about that when I was a kid. If I didn't smoke so much pot, I maybe would have remembered.
It's crazy the stuff that you forget.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, for real.
Show me a long division problem.
Never.
I couldn't do it then. I can't do it now.
I'll show you an extra long calculator.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, remember that? They're like, oh, you'll never have a calculator everywhere you go.
Yeah. Right. I think
sly
phones.
Yeah.
Those dummy
the
bitches.
Biggest, the biggest, the biggest like things for me down there is, I think if I move down there, I might be the only asshole down there. Everybody is so freaking nice. Dude, we were like back in the car out of a spot. I'm like,
but
oh,
Chuck, are you really an asshole?
I don't know. You'll have to ask my girlfriend.
Oh man!
But we were backing out of the grocery store, and I'm like, oh, you know, when you like call a shot, I'm like, oh, here comes the horn beep in the middle finger. The lady like rolled down her window, beeped the horn. She's like, have a good day. I was like, oh my god, this place is the fucking Twilight Zone. But dude, everybody is super cool. The first bar I go to, I sit down. Me and my girlfriend, we had dinner, and then we went to the bar. The kid that's serving us from North Kingstown. He's like, you've been down there for 15 years. He's never coming back. The second night we were there, we went to this place. It's on like HGTV, the Home Network. It's like a really high regarded dessert place. We went there to have like dessert drinks. There's a line out the door. We
I
go.
Was
I get
dessert.
The,
I was a dessert.
We had like alcoholic shakes.
Okay.
They were bomb. Oh, and we had a Funfetti cookie. Ooh. Shout out to Mike the Situation, who loves Funfetti.
Fuck Mike, but I love Funfetti.
I like Mike. Mike the Situation's really awesome now. After he got sober, he's out of jail. He's funny as shit.
I liked him better when he was fucked up.
Dude, he's
up
funny
personally.
As shit because everybody gets drunk and they pan to him and he's like...
The season when he came back, though, that's all he was talking about every single time. He's like, I'm sober now. So.
Now he's like my favorite guy on the show just because he doesn't try and he's mad funny. He's not like showing his six packs and like, but he's huge again. He's mad.
Is that show still on?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It is?
Yeah, they came back like 2 years ago. Yeah.
I remember how terrible he was on the roast.
Oh, yeah. He was all drugged out and shit when he was younger, too. But, yeah, just being down there was really cool. What I was going to say was, so I give my ID to the guy. The guy's like, he's like, yo, Cranston! A kid comes out of the back. Another kid from Rhode Island. He's a bartender there. I'm like, wow, it's friggin' meant to be over here. It's crazy.
That happens everywhere I go. I always meet some multiple people. You're like, how the
fuck? Hey, from the little smallest state in the union?
Oh, dude, and when someone sees you and they're from Rhode Island, they love it. They're like, about it.
Get soup.
There's a street down there, King Street. Dude, it's like, it looks like a regular like shopping road. There's every store from like Payless to fucking Gucci and Louis Vuitton. It's like such a weird array.
It's like a mall?
No, it's almost like Saks. Like Saks, like, you know what I mean? Like in New York, but it's not. It's a city there, but it doesn't have like the feeling of like, we were out till like 12 o'clock at night. A lot of the tables were outside the restaurants. And you don't have that feeling like, I wouldn't sit outside a restaurant like on the streets in like Providence and have a nice time unless we were at Federal Hill. But like, it was just like really relaxing there.
You could still get stabbed on Federal Hill. I mean.
It was really relaxing down there. It was really cool.
People are totally different.
Yeah, totally different mentality. Nobody's in a rush down there to do anything. Like, everybody's like chill, which makes me think if I went down there bartending, I'd be running fucking circles.
Everywhere I've ever been, it's what happened when I went to Colorado. Everybody was like, you are talking way too fast. Did they tell you that at all when you were there? Were they like, say that again?
I actually don't think that came up because I think my girlfriend talked and she's pretty good. I think people literally just ignored me because they looked at me and how fast I was talking with my hands and like, I don't know. We use slang that we don't even notice.
Go back to Rhode Island, dude.
We use like slang that they've probably only seen. Like, I'm not Italian by any means, but like, I talk like a fucking...
You're like,
I'm in the Sopranos
it.
I don't even notice it. Like, you just like talk fast. Like, this fucking guy over here. I was like, get the fuck out of here. Blah, blah,
you
blah,
have
blah.
A lot of people comment on the way you talk or...
No, not really. But... Like I said, my girlfriend talks like slower
out west
and more,
they do.
And more normally. So I think they listened to her and they didn't even bother talking to me about my thing. Like I was like mumbling and shit. They didn't even like know, you know what I mean?
You were mumbling. I find that very hard to believe.
They call me Mumbles. But yeah, it was cool. The ride was 14 hours. If me and my girlfriend didn't fucking
ride.
Kill each other on that ride, I think we'll be okay for the rest of our lives.
You're going to kill each other on the move.
It was a good test.
We stopped at this place south of the border. It's on the border of North Carolina and South Carolina. Dude, it looked like a Rob...
Mason-Dixon?
No, it looked like a Rob Zombie movie. It's like an old truck stop, but like it has like the store... Dude, like all big stores. It's like the hats around the world. They just have mad different like hats. Then there's like...
A guy came out dressed like a clown.
You know when Pee-wee Herman... You know when Pee-wee Herman's Big Adventure, when he goes to like the truck stop, he washes dishes, then the guy chases him, he's like, Andy!
Yeah.
That's what it looks like. They have like big dinosaurs and like all crazy like broken down rides that I would never fucking go on. It was like kind of freaky.
The rides run?
Yeah, some of them.
Look like the Washington County Fair, but worse.
Yeah.
OB Carnival.
There's like killer clowns at that place. It was freaky.
Sorry, all right, peeps.
Yeah. Sorry, Red.
Hey,
sorry, bud.
It was no Rocky Point, I'll tell you that.
No, nothing will ever be Rocky Point.
No.
Fun fact, you know that roller coaster is at another park now?
The Screwball.
Yeah, they took that down and put it somewhere else.
No, the Corkscrew, I'm sorry, Corkscrew.
Yeah.
Canobie Lake Park.
Is that where it is?
New Hampshire.
Yeah. Those wooden roller coasters are crazy how they do that. They take them down and move them.
They have the Yankee Cannonballs from Rocky Point, and that's at...
No shit.
Canada.
I knew the roller coaster was. I didn't know the other
It's the oldest wooden roller coaster in the country.
Yeah, I know. It's
right
crazy.
In New Hampshire.
Really?
Yeah. Wooden roller coasters are nuts.
Rocky Point was the second oldest amusement park in the country.
I went on in New Hampshire. It's the biggest wooden roller coaster. It's not super old. It's at... No, is it New Hampshire? No, Lake Compound. It's Connecticut, across from ESPN.
Yeah, it's not New Hampshire.
Across from ESPN. It's a all wooden roller coaster. Dude, it fucking jams.
Wooden roller coasters are the scariest. They feel different every time, too.
Dude, it broke.
They bend. Yeah,
dude,
they flex.
When I was a kid.
Yeah, they flex, dude, and they're very rickety.
When I was a kid at Enchanted Forest, the wooden roller coaster broke when my class was there for a field trip, and some of the kids got hurt on it.
Really?
Yeah, I swear to God. I mean, obviously, it's a kid's roller coaster, so it wasn't like that.
I remember
it's not
going
even off the ground, I don't think.
I remember going. Yeah. I know the one.
The big Humpty Dumpty when you first walk in.
It's actually a lot of that's still there. I actually wanted to go Explore.
Exploring.
Yeah. We should probably do it now.
Pretty cool. CDJ, Ghost Files.
I walk by it all
Ghost Hunters episode?
Work. I mean, I drive by it all the time for work. You could still see the sign off. Yeah. This is kind of overgrown and shit. But
you can walk right in there. It's like I've seen people going. It's wickedy. Dude, and you could park, you know, like the hill going down. You know, I'd want to walk. I don't think I'd want to park there because it's kind of like.
I think that'd be a good field trip.
That's kind of like saying, hey, let's. Like,
I'd be down for that.
What about you guys? You guys have any other like crazy shit that's happened on rides? I got stuck on a roller coaster at.
I never got stuck.
Lake.
I never got stuck.
Yeah,
but
swear to God, right? They had it was
not that kind of stuck, Donnie.
Yeah.
Not that kind of stuck.
Imagine that. They're like,
help me.
I'm stuck on this roller coaster. The guy climbs up to fix it and just stuffs you.
So it was like one of those. It was a good sized roller coaster, but it was the ones where it had the carts of four, right?
Okay.
Like four people. So there was like eight of them going at once. And we all got stuck. I got stuck like going up to like the highest peak on the roller coaster with my back like going down, and we're all like panicking, like, is the thing gonna let go and we're gonna fucking go? We were over an hour we were fucking up there.
Fuck that.
Me, my father, my friends.
I wanna die just thinking of that.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I'm so scared of heights, dude.
It was scary. That like changed my perspective on roller coasters.
I never got stuck. But
I've always been a daredevil. But you hear those stories, and then like something like that happens, and you're like, "What if?"
There's one at Six Flags. I don't know what the hell the name it is, but it's two of them. They go forwards and then backwards. It was new the year I went.
Yep.
Alex and Louie were gonna go on it, and they were next in line. I was like, "I'm not fucking with that roller coaster." I was like, "I don't know. That one's not for me, and I'll go on all the roller coasters." They were the next ones in line. Same thing. The fucking thing broke, and people were stuck on it for like an hour. And every time I've been there since, that one breaks. Yep. Every time.
Dude, one scares the fuck out of me, and it's like an old school ride. Is last time we went to Six Flags, Chelsea and Kristen went on the fucking swings. Dude, that take you up like a million miles in the air.
Those swings there are. I don't like.
Dude,
the swings.
Dude, are you out of your fucking tree, dude?
I don't like the swings. I don't do teacups. I don't do the round and around.
No, but dude, that's
shit.
Like, dude, there's nothing
it's
underneath.
Insane.
Dude, there's little
it's
chains and then fucking fuck.
Dude,
and then
like
the Harley Quinn one too.
The elevator,
I don't do that.
Like the elevators high up. That swing one, I would fucking never.
Never.
What about the boats?
Never. Nope.
Like the massive boat.
I don't
right?
like that. That goes back and forth. Nope.
And it goes
like
back and forth. Oh, and as it goes back and forth, it gets to a point where it almost goes upside down.
Yeah, I know. Fuck that one too.
And you're like in it with like fucking 50 people, and you're looking like fucking. It's just crazy. Especially
I won't go
when
on that.
I
had a traumatizing experience on the boat. Ask Danny next time you see him about.
Oh wait,
the boat.
So you've been on it before?
When I was a little, not that one, but the same. It was at
same
it was at Busch Gardens.
Though. Okay.
Me and Danny go on it. I was all down to go on, dude. We get on the fucking thing. I'll never forget how scared I was. I was clinging on to Danny, and he's laughing in my face. I'll never forget it. And I was like, every time we go to like anything like that, he's like, oh, come on, you want to go on the boat? I'm like, fuck you. No, I don't want to go on the goddamn boat ever again.
I always end up going on them, but I have to go with people that like make me go on the roller coasters.
I like roller coasters.
Yeah,
I've always liked them, but as I've gotten older, I'm like, I had bad luck to begin with. You know, you hear these crazy stories and having like one like close like call. I don't know. I'm not as risky as I used to be. I used to do a lot of stupid shit when I was younger. Roller coasters were the least of it, but I don't know if I really fucking trust
the machine.
I think
my favorite roller coaster is fucking.
Yeah, it's just.
I trust the wooden ones, the tried and true.
I like one of my favorites is Space Mountain at Disney. It's because it's inside.
I've never,
been to Disney.
It's inside and it's in the dark, so you can't like, you don't really know what's in there. So you kind of just trust it.
Yeah,
I've been in that situation. Stuck in that situation before.
The Aerosmith Rock and Roller Coaster.
I heard that one's really
good. Like a good too.
That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't do like the slingshot or nothing like that. Nah.
Hell no.
The flume. I'm a big fan of the flume.
I like flumes.
I busted my tooth at the Rocky Point flume when I was a little kid. Me and my aunt, we were on it. Come flying down the thing, and I busted my the thing you hold, the metal piece. Thank God it was a baby tooth. I busted a big chunk, like half of it out.
Don't worry, kid, you'll get it back.
Yeah, it was like, the tooth fairy paid for that one. It hurt like a motherfucker. I remember that.
How much were you getting back in those days from the tooth fairy? A buck a jam?
No, like a quarter.
What? Your mother's a bitch.
You get like a buck for like a back tooth.
No, I'm getting a buck every tooth, at least.
I don't mind.
If it was a front tooth, I hope I'm getting like a twink.
My mom didn't have it like that. She was working at GTEC at the time.
Yeah, well, she was obviously saving it. That's why she's driving around town in big, big motorcycles now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
Yeah. Danny got fucking hair transplants. Danny got hair transplants. And now they got a kid on the side. the kid, Danny's little daughter that he met a couple weeks ago. Yeah. There was just a little kid that... Nobody's going to know what that means, but there was a little girl who came over that wasn't Jesse's stepfather's daughter, but happened to look exactly like him. And so we carried on with that.
It was actually hysterical. Child. The picture of them two, it literally looks like it's his daughter.
Yeah, they both had the fucking the pit That's vipers on.
Yeah, they had pit vipers on. They're both a little tan.
Awesome.
Donnie, I think you're the one who mentioned it before, but when I was on my trip, so I listened to a new podcast. It's called Son of a Hitman, and it's the three Harrelson kids talking about Woody Harrelson's father was a hitman.
Yeah, no shit,
so,
huh?
So it's still new. There was four episodes I listened to, but now it's going to be like weekly it's coming out. But you don't know if he's like, he killed people.
You know that for sure.
You don't know if he's like a good hitman or a bad hitman.
No, you don't, but you don't.
It was like big questions. Like,
yeah,
so
they're getting into it though. They're like, kid that's doing it is like flying to different states and like he definitely killed like two people. They don't know if it was for the mob. They don't know. But now it's getting into, dude, that he had ties to people with the JFK assassination and shit.
Yeah, there was questions whether he was the one who killed JFK at one point.
No
shit. Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah.
I didn't know that was like that.
He was a suspect. Yeah, he hasn't got into that yet.
I'm sure that's like the next couple
fucking
episodes.
Crazy,
but,
huh?
Yeah, it's called Son of a Hitman. It's on
Son
Spotify.
Turns out to be a great actor.
Yo, and they paid for like his father's like legal because they said his father got. I think so. Where I'm at, to me, it looks like his father did do shit for the government or whoever, and he was a hitman. So it starts off this fucking judge of like this big case. Dude walks outside his house, blam, gets fucking shot with a sniper rifle. So they take down Woody's father for it, Charles Harrelson. But they're saying, from the beginning, you get a feeling like this one, and even his family was fighting court to get him out, because they said this one was like he was wrongfully accused of, but it was because they just needed to pin him on something after they were done.
They're like, this one, he didn't do
yeah,
this.
Yeah. Wait, after all this, we got to stick. You know the Tom Cruise movie when they like were letting him work for the CIA doing all the drug thing, and then when they were done with them, see you later. That's what happened, pretty
Sorry
much.
To interrupt. One more time. What was the exact name of that podcast?
Son of a Hitman.
Okay.
Son of a Serpent.
I'll definitely be giving that a listen possibly tomorrow.
And dude, why I'm like just getting into this or whatever, then today I'm watching on the Vice channel, they're doing like a 6-night special. So do you remember the DC Sniper?
Yes. He was in the back of his truck.
But it was a kid. It was a
and
kid.
His dad.
Yeah. So this is, the father's dead. I think he got killed at the end. The
I'm
kid,
pretty sure
the
they
kid's
killed
alive.
Him. The kid was like a kid when this was happening.
But he was killing people. His father.
I know, but
him.
I'm saying he was like 12, 13. If I remember right, he was super young.
Yeah, but this,
we were really young.
I think it's a 6-part documentary. It's him telling the story. It's going to be on Vice starting June 2nd.
Is he in jail?
Yeah.
Hmm. That's crazy.
Yeah. Which it's called I Sniper. That one's probably going to be heavy. I can joke around about a lot of things, but that was a big tragedy situation. That guy was an asshole.
Yeah.
Or was he?
Jesus Christ.
But yeah, definitely check out that podcast. It was cool. I was just kidding around. It was a joke. I was only joking. I guess I deserved that. I deserved it. I'm sorry. You know me. I usually don't say too controversial stuff on.
Nah, never.
No, not usually too crazy.
Oh, just controversial to you guys. Snyder Cut, Ayer Cut. So all of a sudden last week I talked about that DC movie that they were going to let that's going to come out on HBO Max. It's the Justice League. So Justice League was made in two parts by two different directors. And people have been clamoring for like the 4-hour initial Zack Snyder cut. So that is going to get released on HBO.
The one movie's 4 hours?
Yeah. I think they're going to split it up. But yeah, I mean, Justice League's an hour and a half or something, but Batman vs. Superman's 3 hours, almost 3 hours.
4 is a lot. Like, I feel the Irishman was tough.
But this is kind of, but I think they skimmed over a lot. Yeah, but they skimmed over a lot of stuff.
Whatever. Tough to get through in one shot.
People want to see it. They're like clamoring for it. So that's what they're going to get. So now all of a sudden this gives like an upbringing of all these other movies. I mean, don't get me wrong. You've seen movies over the years that were like the director's cut.
Yeah, it's an extra 3 minutes.
No, not really. A lot of them are like longer. No, like Apocalypse Now is like an extra 45.
I've never seen Apocalypse Now, the regular cut.
It's pretty fucked.
What is it?
It's a Vietnam movie.
I don't think I've seen
Martin Sheen, Lawrence Fishburne, which his name isn't Lawrence Fishburne, and it's something else. It was before
Lawrence Fishburne.
Is it Morpheus? Is his name Lawrence Morpheus Fishburne. In it?
Really? Marlon Brando plays like the general that goes crazy that they're like going to like. It's Martin Sheen is the main character.
That's a hell of a cast.
You've never seen it either, Donnie?
What's the name of it?
One more Apocalypse Now?
Believe it or not, no.
Oh, yeah. What's
I've heard of it a million times.
I've heard of it. Yeah, I've definitely heard of it. Never seen it.
Who, please? I can't think. Robert Duvall's in it also, dude. There's so many actors in it. It's such a... You've heard of the saying, I love the smell of napalm in the morning. Actor. That's from Apocalypse Now.
Gotcha.
But,
yeah, that's one of my good quotes in the morning.
So now people want the fucking... The Ayer cut, which is the long cut, the Suicide Squad.
Now, there's an extra... There's a director's cut, and then there's a what cut?
No, Ayer is the name of the director.
Oh, I was going to say, what the fuck? Yeah, there's another cut? What the fuck?
So now that they're going to release on HBO, now they're like, oh, I heard that, you know, there was so much more to Suicide Squad or whatever. I personally like Suicide Squad.
I didn't like it.
For what it was like an easy... Well, I wasn't looking at it like it was going to be a fucking... But...
Yeah, I'm not going to analyze it. We're not getting to that. Yeah,
exactly. And I like the Joker on that one.
It probably didn't get as many watches as, like, the Joker anymore.
What?
It probably didn't get as many streams as the Joker or anything, but...
What, the Joker movie?
Never mind, you didn't get it. Suicide Squad? You didn't get it.
Suicide Squad did really good.
You didn't get it.
Yes, I did. We're talking about streams. You're trying to bait me into an
argument. I'm trying to rile you up this time. You were trying to get me last week. Now I'm trying to get you.
Trying to bait me into an argument. I'm not that stupid. Or am I? That's the name of the episode this week. Blah, blah, blah. Or am I? Yada, yada, yada. Or am I? Some of the other trailers that we got into this week. What did you guys think? You didn't see the Old Guard one, just the Charlize Theron one?
I didn't watch any of them.
What do you think, Donnie? It was like a superhero movie, but almost like with a zombie or something, or like a hidden...
So it's Suicide Squad.
Like, it was kind of interesting. Like, I wasn't into it like the first half of the
trailer. The action looked good.
And then like when it started getting a little more, I was like, wow, this is actually kind of interesting.
When they shot them all and they like, they went down, that was pretty cool. Yeah. But... I mean, it'll be on Netflix, so we'll definitely check it out. Anything that you don't have to pay for, I might as well give it a little look-see.
You don't pay for Netflix?
I do pay for Netflix.
Shit.
Dottie, how about The Last Days of American Crime? That was kind of a different... Did you see that one?
Yeah, I don't know how it was. I feel a different.
How about the kid from Boardwalk Empire, Jimmy? I haven't seen him in anything since, like, Boardwalk Empire.
Dude, I've never... I know this is going to sound crazy. I never got into Boardwalk Empire.
Oh, really?
I didn't either. Me too.
Oh, that's a really good one.
I watched like a couple episodes. That was it. But it was slow.
It's a slow show, but it's good. It gets really good.
It was like way back when I watched a couple episodes, and that was it. I need to get
when it first started. I feel like I was too young to really appreciate it.
That's Scorsese. Yeah.
Like, I feel like that was old. Right? When did that come out? We were in high school.
Not even 10 years ago. Probably. 10
I don't
years
know
ago.
Why. Yeah, I just don't think
I wasn't really watching.
Yeah, it was right after I got out of high school. Probably 2006, 2007 ish.
Yeah, I was fist pumping in the club.
Speaking of shows real quick, I know you guys still haven't checked it out. Money Heist, I'm into season 3.
Dude, show
is fucking insane. It literally took the pot. It's the best show I've ever seen.
Since you talked about it, I feel like I keep seeing people post about it all the time now.
Yeah, people have been. I just haven't given it.
I thought I was going to kind of like, you know, get disappointed in this like season. And so far, the way it started off the first couple episodes, I'm like, holy shit.
It keeps popping up online all the time.
It's fucking genius.
I got to get past them talking.
You'll get past
that's
that.
That's the toughest part for me.
I don't like what? That. I normally don't like that. This, it doesn't even bother me anymore.
It's not like a kung fu movie. They don't keep talking. It's not that far off.
It's not that far off. It really is.
I actually just started a job with it.
You forget that it's even like happening.
There was a show I started watching on Netflix that's like that. It's something about an airplane getting hijacked. I couldn't even tell you the name of it, but there's like... also like a sci-fi thing going on. I didn't get that far into it because of the talking like that. I
have no issue with it.
It's just like, maybe I'm just going to get stoned to watch it.
Normally that's something I have an issue with. I have no issue with it with this show. It's just fucking absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
Like I said,
the previews look dope. I watched the previews for it.
It's fucking sick, man.
When he's like diving and shit, like that was the preview. He was in the wetsuit
diving.
Just
the way it's shot, the way it's written. It's a fucking genius show. Blew me away.
I gotta give it the time of day.
Seriously, you'll find yourself binging it because it leaves you with cliffhanger.
I know. Now I'm fucking. We all gotta go back to work soon. Well, you've been working the whole time, but I gotta go back to work soon. Now I'm like,
oh, work. I don't even want to talk about work.
I got a little time here and there to watch shows, and that's been the one that I've been watching all the time. That, and I still have been watching All American, the football one.
Okay.
On pace. That's about it. I haven't really gotten into anything else.
Mad game shows on fucking TV this week. They all came, like a mad of them came back, like all new ones. I watched this one the other night, Jesse. It was so burnt. Holy moly.
Is that, it's, I know exactly.
It's Rob Riggle is like the announcer. It's a golf show. And it's like mini golf.
Is it the dude from like Golden State? The kid from Golden State is on it, right? There's a basketball player on it.
Steph Curry?
Yeah, is it Steph Curry?
I'm not sure.
I'm pretty sure.
It was funny, though. It was really good.
It's on ABC, right? Or
one of those main networks. That's what they're all on, pretty much.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of new game shows coming out. I like game shows. I'm a fan.
I'm a big Price
Is Right. We're playing Family Feud for work. And now I've been watching a lot of Family Feud with Steve Harvey. Big fan.
Because my computer, I got the YouTube TV. I was watching the Michael Jordan documentary there. So same thing. And we watched, actually, Family Feud. That's what reminded me of it.
You watched the Family Feuds?
Steve Harvey's my favorite host ever on it. He's the best.
I kind of liked Al Borland.
Which one's
Al Borland from Home Improvement? That's not his real name.
Oh, yeah. I like
he was good
too.
On it.
I like the other guy, too, the fat guy.
Louis Anderson? No.
Yeah, I liked him.
Was it Louis?
Yeah, Louis Anderson was on it, too. It was very short-lived, but he was on it.
You remember his animated show, Louis?
Yes, I do. More of a Bobby's World guy, but yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
That's a good one, too. Maybe I like not Bobby's for adults, too. But...
That one's, I think, is a total kids one. I don't think there's any adult. I don't know. Maybe I have to go back and watch it. Maybe I'd never seen it again when I was older.
We'll have to check it out.
I just remember.
No, a cartoon held up when I watched it. Goof Troop.
Never seen it.
Oh, it's a good one. Based upon the Goofy movie.
I figured.
Touche. Donnie, that preview for The Tenant, though. That movie looks
fucking. It's very intriguing.
It looks burnt. It's a Christopher Nolan. It's like Inception 2 almost, I feel like.
I feel like I wish I should watch these.
That's something that you're going to have to watch.
You've
like
seen
three
the
times.
A preview before, the one with Denzel Washington's son in it, the Christopher Nolan one.
It sounds familiar to The Tenant.
When everything like goes in reverse.
Yeah, okay, yes, I know exactly what you're talking
about. It looks absolutely amazing.
The first preview came out like a while ago, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so this is, they're counting on this to be like the big comeback of movies. Christopher Nolan has been the one who put his feet in the sand and won't move the date back as far as like the coronavirus goes. He wants this to be like the first movie.
I like his stand on that.
And if it's going to be any movie, a Christopher Nolan movie is going to come with that clout. I went and seen Dunkirk when it first came out. I went and seen all the Batman movies. Actually, I lied. Batman Begins, I didn't even really know about Batman Begins.
It's kind of like the worst one anyway.
I love that. No, the third one's the worst one. With Bane?
They're both.
The first two are way better. The third one's good, but it just has its flaws.
Yeah. Okay. The first one was just slow, I guess. Maybe it wasn't bad. It was just really slow. It took him a while to become Batman.
Which one has a higher Rotten Tomatoes score? I bet you it's Dark Knight.
Dark Knight's got the highest.
Dark Knight, Batman Begins, then the third one.
Yeah, we're going to look that up right
we
now.
Should ask, we should, I'm pretty good at these, actually.
They got really high ratings, most of them.
I think they're probably
Batman,
all.
Batman Begins.
Dark most Knight. Of them are 7 and 8s. There's some 9s in there.
And the Dark Knight Returns?
I think a couple of them even reach.
Is it Dark Knight Returns?
I think so. Or so, Dark Knight something.
Dark Knight Rises, you said.
Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah, that's what it is. So which one do you think has got the highest? Oh, Dark Knight. Dark Knight is.
Probably 99.
94% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay.
What's IMDb?
Batman Begins, 84% on Rotten Tomatoes, and Dark Knight Rises, 87. Ooh, I told you the first one was the worst one.
I like the first one a lot.
I like that Liam Neeson's in it.
The Scarecrow's good.
I love Liam Neeson.
I don't like the Scarecrow. That's why I didn't like
that guy.
He's a good actor.
He's one of my favorite actors.
He's a good actor.
One of my favorite actors.
He was the guy. It's 28 Days Later, right? It's the same guy.
Yeah, he's the main guy. He's the main character in Peaky Blinders.
Yes. Yeah.
He's so fucking good in that show, dude. I can recommend that show more to anybody.
Never seen that
That's
one
my money heist, Donnie.
I've never seen it. I've never seen either one. Limitless is my money heist.
I hate when you bring up Limitless.
I hate that you've never watched
it
either.
Because I'm like, no,
because you are so against it.
No.
I don't know why I haven't watched it because I love the fucking movie.
I do too.
It's better.
No, the only thing is it sucks for me when a show... Not when a show ends and it's a full series and you go to stream it, it's the ones that have two seasons get...
This is one season. But it ends perfectly. It doesn't need a second. It doesn't need a second season.
Okay, all right.
The way it ends, it's perfect.
I hate like somebody's like, oh, dude, that show's wicked good. There's only one season. Like, dude, I love Freaks and Geeks. I wish it went on forever. It almost sucks that there's only one season.
The ending to this one, it's not even a spoiler.
That killed me too. Freaks and Geeks was the shit.
Like, this isn't even, like, a spoiler alert or anything, but, like, at the end of that Limitless, it literally gets to the point, and it's, like, they're almost, like, should we keep doing this? Like, should they keep staying teamed up, the two people, or should they not? Like, that's how it ends. So, it has a good ending. It's, like, not... And there's, like, no cliffhangers that are left unspoken at all. That's my take on that.
Yep. Okay.
That's my money heist. Been stuck on it for years.
Yeah. I think soon enough, though, your money heist will be your money heist if you guys watch that shit.
Man, I got to get into the money
heist. Oh, I like that. Your money heist will be a money heist. You guys got anything else that you watched on TV? Oh,
I haven't been watching
anything. No, we all went over the wrong Missy fucking
last show. I haven't watched anything besides that. I've been watching sneaker reviews on YouTube.
Do you watch the one? Did you watch the complex one? Like the when they go shopping? No, this is shopping for sneakers.
I like Wear Testers is good and Mr. Fomer Simpson.
I never seen those.
Wear Testers is kind of like he gets like...
Do you think they're ever going to come back with a second season of Slobby's World?
I don't think so. It's already been like 2 years.
Really? Yeah, I know. I checked I saw that.
I did too. Slobby was out there.
We'll give people a chance to catch up. I did take a bunch of notes on it, but I know you wanted to watch it before we discuss it. The Lance Armstrong 30 for 30, the first part. So there's going to be a second part this week anyway, so might as well just watch it and we'll talk about the whole thing next week.
We can talk about the Trippin' Show.
Yeah, we could talk about that.
Talk about some reggae first, then we'll get into Trippin'.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Break it up a little bit before we get back into movies?
Break up the monotony?
Yeah. Bubba! All right, well, I guess I'll start off. I got one that was really out there. I heard this today. How the hell did we even get into that we were going to listen to reggae, first of all?
Because you played that John Legend at Buju
Bantan. Oh, the Buju. Yeah, yes, I forgot about the Buju.
That's right.
All right, so this is this is, the name of the song is Unforgiven, and I don't know how to say the guy's name. Alba Rossi, maybe?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Featuring Raging Fire.
Hi.
But yeah, this is, I'm pretty sure it's a cover song. Well, a little bit of it is. This is what I was telling you earlier.
Is it Metallica?
Oh. Dude, but it's reggae. It's fucking crazy.
A chopper, while you at your work, you have to stay on the upper. Those who disagree choose the way of a dapper. Those who blend right in choose the book and the laptop. Who have ears to hear, listen to what mama said. Sit down in a church and be quiet and pray. You're taking on the wrong pledge. Your life not granted, so your story echoes in my head.
What I felt, what I've known. Never shy.
Don't like. I think it's more of a sample.
Never be. Never see. Won't you see what might happen? What I felt, what I've known. Never shine through in what I've shown.
Wonder how much Metallica charged him for this.
Never me.
Come after us next.
This is the story of a man I used to know. He never listened to his dad and mother words. He found shelter in a wrong place.
I feel like I only know
friends
the chorus of the real song,
face.
So I'm like, is this
then
the same
killed
one?
By their wrong ways. Justice no kind, it's vision blind. Forward with the sentence, no judge can rewind. Rest in deed, rest in peace, rest in me. What I've felt, what I've known, never shine. Once you call your own, not a war zone, not a funeral home. Silence, no more music, no sound. Under the moonlight in a small town. Guiltiness rests on their shoulders. So for the wicked man, his days are numbered. Rest in the dead, rest in me. What a
right
now. Never free, never leave.
Yeah. I heard that one today, and
dude,
I was like,
that was dope.
I heard that today. I was like, that's definitely the song I'm picking for tonight.
I like that, man. I like that one a lot. That was a good good choice.
That was good. I knew it as soon as I heard the horn. In the beginning of the song, I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, I was like, it came on. I wasn't cut, my boy.
I love when people do that to a song.
I was hanging out with my buddy. We were cutting the lawn. And and it came on, and like there was a couple songs that had like weird samples like that. It was the Bob Marley station. He was like, "Yo, this station's all over the place." I was like, "This is fucking weird." And then that came on, and I was like, "That's song for tonight."
Awesome.
What's yours, Donnie?
So I switched it up a little bit. I'm actually taking a song from an artist that normally doesn't do like reggae music, the Neville Brothers, and this is a hit from theirs from the '80s. It's called Yellow Moon. But prior to that, Aaron Neville, he put out, which was, I believe,
Aaron Neville.
Yeah,
I feel like that was in like a joke in a movie, like Aaron Neville. Like, I don't know.
You never know.
I'm going to school the John Neville.
He put out a song that was, I think Rolling Stones had it listed as one of the top 100 greatest songs ever. Tell It Like It Is. And that was one of my favorite songs when we did our top songs. But this is something completely different that he does with his brother called Yellow Moon. So check it out.
Why you keep peeping in my window? Do you know something? Do you know something that I don't know? Did you see my baby walking down them railroad tracks? Tell me,
yeah.
Oh, if the girls ever coming back. Is she hit out with another? Or is she trying to get back home?
Almost like his voice almost sounds like country-ish a little.
Is she
mixed with the reggae?
In some other homes? Oh, if the girls coming all along.
It's like almost everything's mixed together.
Can you see it? She is missing me.
Right, it's different.
Oh, she had been a real good time. Has she forgotten all about me? Oh, is the girl still mine or mine?
Aaron Neville.
With your eyes so big and shiny.
Neville Brothers.
You can see the whole damn land. Have you seen that 301, mom? Ooh, you can tell me. Oh, now ain't you a friend of mine? Tell me.
Yeah, I feel like that song has elements of every single kind of music in it.
That was dope.
It's crazy.
Right? You like that?
That was like solid R&B with the fucking...
It was, dude, it was everything. Like, it had the
that's
little
like,
bongos
like
and everything.
I could play like by the pool when I
was... Yes, I was
like,
thinking
yeah,
that. I was like, man, I feel like maybe
I got lost. I kind of got lost in it a little bit. I'm not going to lie. I was
absolute,
zoned out.
I grew up listening to that song. We used to listen to it when we would go on fucking vacation to Wears Beach, New Hampshire all the time. My father would play that song over and over again in the fucking car.
You sound like a movie. I love it. My father would play that song. I love
it. It's one of his favorite songs, one of his favorite singers. Aaron
That's
Neville.
Funny. You remember your
mean,
parents like jamming out the shit when you were a kid? Like, you remember specifically?
My mom was into the 80s.
Another song,
another
song that reminds me of reggae vibes kind of is Dire Maker by Led Zeppelin.
Yeah,
I don't know if you ever heard that, but that's another song I grew up listening to over and over again. But his song, Tell It Like It Is, is by far his best song. Yellow Moon, though, is a banger. I fucking
love
that
song. I like that one.
Hell yeah.
That one's going in the reggae pile.
My song this week is Ben Hopper, Burn One Down. I haven't heard this song in like a long time, but I remember for a while... When I just graduated high school, I think it came out. I used to jam.
You were burning,
this
you
is
were
like
burning
one,
them down.
Once a day, jammy. And my God, it make me feel good.
Once a day to make me feel good. Ben Harper was burning them down.
Nice voice.
Yeah, he does. Good voice.
Yeah, that's a jam. He has a couple other jammies too. Song. That's a relaxing reggae song. We didn't go like too hard on the reggae action from the songs that me and you were playing last week. I was like,
at the barbershop, at the front lawn.
I was gonna go with Bob Marley, Natural Mystic, and then I was like, you know what? I'm gonna switch it up. And
that's why I started with the Bob. Bob's like too easy.
That was my thing. I was like, I'm going to try to like pick something that you guys haven't heard before.
Is it Stephen Marley or Stephen Marley?
I don't know. Oh, God.
If you were to guess.
I'm not going
to
argue about it. I already know.
I just want to know what Donnie thinks.
Steven.
Oh, that's what I thought. Even he says it's Steven. No, last week we got into a big Steven Stefan argument.
Oh, no shit.
And then I heard a Steven Marley song a few days later, and he said his own name, and it was Steven, not Stefan. They weren't speaking awesome. in old English like you thought.
Stefan.
So Stefan. Dumb.
It's a legitimate spelling error, though. Like, isn't Steven, it spelled brother. The same way sometimes?
It doesn't matter how you spell it. It's how you say it. You say tomato, Steven says tomato.
Like, what do you say when you look at my last name? Do you say Cody or do you say Cote?
I would say Cody.
I say Cody.
Yeah, but it's Cote.
No.
Like how French. About, how about Jesse? Yeah. Jesse.
It's a French.
Jesse,
it's
like, a French. That's get A.
It is pretty get A.
It would be if you like went around and like, you're like, hi, Don Cote.
Don Cote. Do the quagmire as I say it.
Yeah.
If you ever said it like that, I would drop dead wherever we were at.
When you say that, I picture you in like one of those old like French Renaissance pictures with like the hard metal chest, like the hard metal armor around your neck and stuff.
Cote the third.
Yeah. Well, hey, if I ever fucking show up to a party wearing that shit, you know, it's about to go down. You know, shit's about to get real.
Don Cote.
No. He says that it's like
it sounds like a cologne.
Yeah, yeah. The Don Cote fragrance by the Don
yeah. Cote.
Water by Don Cote.
Imagine how you just say it sounds totally different. Like you could be like just, Don Cote. My daughter. Don Cote. It sounds so like Cote.
I just gotta have me standing in a random river on the fucking cover of it. You know,
like this. But
gotta have, yeah.
It's raining out.
You're like George Washington in the front of the ship, just like pointing.
That's even better. I like that better.
Betsy right, guys, Ross.
I think we might be on to something.
George A.
No, we stopped putting our faces on presidents' faces for the new episode.
No. I don't.
Shut the fuck up, Joe.
It says Ben Drankin and shit. Do you see the one that's like Ben Drankin instead of Ben Franklin? It.
I was gonna put our faces on fucking Mount Rushmore, for Christ's sakes.
Haw.
Oh. Ooh.
Who's the other ones though? Aren't there only three of us?
I know we gotta.
Gallo. You put us on the cover of Hocus Pocus as the three witches. I literally been trying to hold off on Googling like movie covers with three heads because I want to like think of ones like naturally on my own to tell you.
Cone heads.
The Three Amigos was a banger, though.
I think I like the old school one today.
I like the Three Amigos.
If nobody's seen it, follow the Facebook page and the Instagram page.
Yeah.
And
the Goodfellas one I put is the our Twitter page, dude, and it just looks like three heads floating because it has nothing else.
Yeah, it's dark.
It's awesome. It looks like a billboard. It's dope.
Yeah. And follow the Twitter, too, because now we have a Twitter.
Yeah, I'm bringing my little Photoshop skills back and having some fun with it.
That's fucking
I actually kind of like that.
It's kind of dope.
That is dope.
We look like the Cruz brothers. Know that building that was on the highway? Yes.
Yeah, Russ and the other, I can't remember the other guy's name.
Like I said, remind me before Neville. I leave because I gotta take a couple pictures for the next movie cover.
Yes. So,
yep. Absolutely.
That's what it's going to be. Movie covers, and I'm going to switch it up even a little bit more. There's going to be a surprise within the next couple weeks. I'm not going to say anything. You guys will see.
I like how you go point. Like I like how you go looking for like pictures to fit the thing because they're like pictures I haven't seen in a while. I'm like, where did you get that one from?
I know. Alex was like, don't even say. He's like, that's Chuck. Alex was like, I thought I knew everybody.
Well, that's the thing. You got to find the right pictures for the right photos, and like certain angles just don't work with the photo.
The one today, I feel like was like the most spot on one. It was perfect. Like,
yeah.
So it was fucking funny.
Awesome.
Because I'm gonna burn one down. We'll just touch on a little. Don, you have anything for sports? I was just gonna mention that about the NHL. They're proposing a 24-team playoff. They'll play in either. They're gonna play in two different cities: either Chicago, Columbus, Dallas, Edmonton.
Yeah, I was looking at the bracket. I'm I was like half asleep this morning. I'm like, I don't understand how that works.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. So, whoever wins like the round robins, like in our division, will play the Bruins after they win.
All right,
round robin.
That's what I thought.
So, like,
okay.
we win the President's Cup. Because
I was just looking at. Yeah, okay, I get it now. Because I was looking at the bracket, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, am I looking at this right?
Yeah.
Now I go. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, so they're going to, like, pretty much post them up at two different cities, like the West and the East, I think. And they're going to play in, like, secure hotels and like, like practice facilities. They're going to test them every day. Like, it's kind of crazy, but...
Are they, like, the... Well, UFC, I guess, was first, technically. Yeah. Is there any... I haven't seen anything about any other sports at all. I think NASCAR might be, like, the first one.
Basketball. Yeah, NASCAR's back, too.
NASCAR, they
basketball,
playing.
Golf is back.
We racing.
Golf's back, I think.
If you're not first, you're last.
You guys watched Brady Mickelson versus Manning?
I didn't.
Woods.
I was coming home from South Carolina,
tennis?
But I plan on looking it up.
No. I burned it's one okay. down.
It's okay. Yeah. It was a golf match between them.
Me and Ben Hopper were burning one down a little while ago.
And Manning and Woods came out on top, but yo, even though Brady sucked almost the whole time and he ripped his pants, he drained that fucking shot from, like, what was it, 150 or 170 out?
I'm not sure. I got to watch. I haven't seen anything on it. And I was really excited to watch it. I was
Yeah, we played the, when that's.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The, yeah, them busting balls.
Yeah, when Peyton Manning was talking shit.
Yeah. No, it was cool, though.
Who ended up winning? Do you know?
No, it was
Do you know
Woods
who won?
And Manning.
Spoiler
won.
Alert.
Woods and Manning won?
Yeah, they won.
18 championships together combined.
Yeah, awesome. I was going to say, I watched something tonight that was like crazy to me. So we all grew up, whether you watched sport, I mean, I'll watch wrestling now or watch it when you were a kid. We all kind of remember when Owen Hart died.
I feel like anyone our age.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the first ever pay-per-view that my mother let me order. I saved up my money to pay for it, and that's what I fucking saw, the first pay-per-view ever.
Over the Edge?
And I remember, did you see it when it happened? It literally, you seen him fall and the screen went black. And you can't even, like, find that. I feel like that footage, like, doesn't even exist anymore. But,
yeah,
dude, it was crazy. It's crazy. And then they went out, and they all fucking, not played, acted that night. And then, I don't know if you remember. Do you remember Raw, like, the next night? Do you remember that at all?
No. Well, I
that's when I was, like, big into wrestling. I just remember, dude, all those guys. Vince McMahon is kind of a scumbag, dude. Like, those guys were all, like, you could tell how fucked up they were from all that happening. And they had to go out there and shit. It's
so
crazy. Like, wrestling never stops. It's nuts.
Dude, Vince McMahon, that's like the biggest. That was like the biggest thing that came out of it, that he let people wrestle after it. And he broke like boards in the ring, and it was all bloody in that spot, and they had to all fight. Dude, they were like crying.
I don't remember
shit.
That. I don't remember all that.
Dude, they cut right after
I remember
after
Raw
that.
When they were crying.
They cut right after that to Jeff Jarrett doing like a promo, and he's like crying and shit, and he can't even like act.
Yeah, that's
and then
how
they're
that's,
showing
yeah.
Jim Ross and Jerry the King Lawler. They have to like tell people that this guy's dead when his wife at home doesn't even know he's fucking dead yet.
Yeah, that's fucking
Vince McMahon called his wife and wouldn't even tell her what happened. He just like he was the one who called her. So after whatever, dude, they used a fucking $10.
Did they say he was dead during it?
Yes.
See,
yeah.
I was a kid. I don't remember that.
Yeah. So, dude, the latch that they used is a fucking $10 sailboat latch. Because it was quicker.
I don't even think they latched it, though.
No,
that was the whole
I
thing?
Just watched
that
it
was
today.
The whole, no, I thought that was... I yeah, thought that
no,
was
no, it was
story.
A quick release one. When it gets pressure, it releases because they wanted for 1 second
from Harbor Freight.
When he came when... Yes. They wanted it for 1 second when he came in the ring so he'd shoot off the thing and walk across. But the original one that they used, like the one that they had used before that, because they'd done that before, just not like that high up, it was like an expensive one. And they like cheaped out on it and didn't like tell anybody. And then, dude, so after this, his wife straight... goes to the fucking Kansas City where it was filmed with her kids. They go up on the catwalk just so she can talk to her kids and show her kids like what their father went through. She goes and sues the fucking WWF dude. Everybody in the Hart family starts turning their back on her. They're stealing evidence from her that she's trying to sue WWF.
Was Bret Hart still with the WWF then?
No. Bret Hart was the only one that was on her side.
Okay.
Because they signed Owen Hart to a big contract after the Montreal
Screwjob.
Because they wanted a Hart still in the WWF because they all let all the other ones left with British Bulldog, Jimmy the Anvil, Neidhart all went to WCW when he did. But dude, they sued. They got $18 million. But she was like straight pissed. She's like, I don't want the money. She's like, I wanted to go to trial.
Because that's nothing to Vince McMahon.
No,
she wanted
to go to trial. Dude, Vince McMahon even tried to fucking move the court.
He's a scumbag.
Tried to move the case from Kansas City to Connecticut because there's no incidentals on the fucking thing when you do it that way. Dude, so then she wanted.
That's
but
crazy.
But what they really wanted.
Is that
to do
on
was
Voice?
That, yeah, it's on Voice. There's a bunch of. And I watched, dude, also I'm not going to get into detail about that one. All I'm going to say is about the Owen Hart one, dude. They like his kid is on it and his wife and his kid was, dude, I was fucking crying my eyes out watching it because I do remember when it happened. That was like the first wrestle that you knew like died.
Yeah, I saw it. I'll never forget that. Yeah. It's crazy because I actually remember him falling and dying. I don't remember the rest of that show at all. And then I remember Raw the next night or two nights.
I just can't believe her own family like stole Evan. He was the youngest like Hart brother and stuff. I don't know, it was crazy. But also Jesse, the Road Warriors, the Legion of Doom episode I watched today. That one's crazy too. Those guys were nuts. But that show's really good. Dark Side.
What other ones are there?
Macho Man and his wife, their story. The Dino Bravo, the murder thing with Jimmy the Fly Schnucker, where he killed his girlfriend.
Is the screw job on it?
The screw job's one of the episodes.
That's like my favorite wrestling
story. Yeah, I think that's season one. Eric Benoit, part one, part two. Eric Benoit. Don Cote, episode one, part two. The episode's going to be Don Cote, but with like the accent over the T.
Oh, God.
Is it over the O or over the T? Cote.
I think it's over the E.
Yeah?
I might be right.
I don't know. Yeah. I took 2 years of French and 2 years of Spanish. I don't know nothing.
Yeah, I didn't even know. I didn't even get past English.
I could barely speak English, I was just about to say.
Yeah, like when they ever told me I had to do that, I'm like, are you fucking serious? I got a D in English. How the fuck is that even possible?
Yeah, I always dealt with like teachers that were like trying to be like smart and like pronouncing it Cote, you know, like growing up.
When they brought in stuff, she's like fromage, and she'd like bring in cheese for us to have.
I never took a foreign language.
Never?
Never.
What do you mean?
Only in middle school.
I never took a foreign language.
The year that I was going to graduate, you had to take, if you were to go to college, they made you take one, and I was already going to New England Tech at nighttime for heating school. And I was like, I actually wanted to drop out, and I couldn't get my license if I dropped out. I had to get a GED, so I stayed.
Damn.
A lot of home ec in study hall for me in senior year.
Yeah, you told me you made a lot of breakfast.
A lot of breakfast. It was a great senior year.
Get into some music?
Yeah, because where are we at right now?
Did you hear that?
5 minutes?
Did you hear the new beef? Shit. Did you hear the new beef that's arising?
No, tell me about
DMX called out Lloyd Banks and said he's not a lyricist. That is a heated New York.
Yeah!
I bet you there'll be a diss track that comes out of this.
You want to play games, motherfucker?
That's one I could kind of get into and listen to, no? DMX and Lloyd Banks?
I think Lloyd Banks will shit on him these days.
I think so too, but who knows? Maybe it will ignite the dog man. Dog man X!
I don't know.
Some guys are just too far over the hill.
Want to know why these pants are dead? Carol fucking bastard. Want to know how that turd got there? Carol fucking...
I forgot I had the DMX on there.
He's like, Chandra, I met her at an ice cream parlor.
how about when he sees the shit on the news, he goes walking out, he's in the shower, he's like,
da-na-na, da-na-na. His big dick swinging and shit. His wife stuck under the bed. Don't wake Keisha up.
Yeah, Lennox all came up.
Yeah. The Rottweiler. I don't think that was a Jamaican accent. I just did. It was like
I don't know what that one was.
That was a French.
All right, well, we'll start off with Joel Ortiz and Crooked Eye Memorial Day. So it's for Lennox.
Heatmakers.
We all standing outside in that all black. Some niggas dressed the best they could in a worn slack.
Telling him he's not a
I don't get along with everybody here, but out of respect, I'ma fall back. So today I ain't on that. Nah, I was just gonna sign a book and dip, but you my man, so I'ma give you this last look and shit. Now your mother coming my way. For her, I'ma act okay, but son, I don't know what to say. My mouth ain't moved for nothing, it's wild. I just
never
paused.
About the
she gave me this long hugging and smiled and said,
we'll
I'm okay.
Him.
But she ain't mean that. I can see she torn apart. And that just hit me in my heart. They finna start your eulogy. Yeah, that part. I just flashed back to that park in Brooklyn where we slap boxed. I took it to the court and slapped backboards. Then pushed it to the street. Two-hand touch. We play from that car to that car. Remember, we go that far back. I'm talking little. Just happy while you was here. I always told you that you official. This shit foul, man. Blow the whistle. Hang my man jersey in the rafters. We gon' miss you. Wet tissue as your fam lift you. Walk you out the church to the hearse. Give you that last lift to that place they gon' forever sit you. Below the ground, I hold it down and never forget you. Pledge allegiance to the flags and the do-rags. None of us came up good, so we do bad.
victims of circumstance, food stamps, cash advances from welfare, bullshit healthcare. We all we got. Look around this house of worship, let's deck this warship. We all we got. We all we got. Look around this house of worship. I mean, come on, kids, we all we got. Six pallbearers wearing Dickie suits. Gangsters from different sides, it's like a city truce. We was all just kids eating forbidden fruits. Some of us branched off but didn't forget our roots. Ain't a family in here that you don't belong to. A new reason to put on that old suit, damn. Forest Lawn funeral home, two to your dome. Got your sis singing a beautiful song. Type of shit for you to go home to. Damn, tears just racing out. Seen a couple frauds taking pictures for the gram. This ain't the place to be chasing clout. Only fuck with you when you papered out. But when you was down, they never came around.
Word.
But we was different, homie, that's a true blessing. I'm looking around this church learning a few lessons. To the homies who made excuses and didn't come. Uh-huh, your absence left a huge presence. Real niggas do real things. Nah, we graduated now, so we real kings. I love you, my brother. You up in heaven in a Long Beach hoodie, some Chuck Taylors and some ill wings.
Pledge allegiance to the flags and the do-rags. None of us came up good, so we do bad. Victims of circumstance, food stamps, cash advances from welfare and bullshit healthcare. We all we got. Look around this house of worship. Let's deck this warship. We all we got.
I feel like Crooked Eye lately has been coming with some heat.
Yeah, he's been coming in.
Like, he's been getting, like, I feel like he's so much better now than he was. Well, now he's King Crooked. So yeah. I don't think that's his name that he got sober. I think that's why he changed his name. I think.
King Crook?
Yeah.
I love them usually. I didn't really, like, felt like that song was murderous.
I thought it kind of was. I thought there was some, maybe it's because you were texting.
Well, no, I listened to the song.
I know.
I was texting, though.
I know. I got this one for you, though, today. Actually, there's a couple songs. You're going to like everything I got today, Chuck. You're going to like everything on here. So this is Max B, Good Man.
I do like this.
And Paul Coter. Yeah, Paul Coté.
Bust down, big of them. Grease. Negro spirituals, baby. The one right there, baby. Creme de la creme, baby. Let's do it. Yeah. Yeah. Martin Luther King. He had a dream.
I had a dream.
I had a vision.
Vision.
Ended up back convicted. Ended up back in prison. Gave me enough time to think. Gave me a high position. Baby, it's time to drink. Bottle of that Ace of Spades. Let's make a trade. Kawhi in Toronto for tomorrow's, and I made the fade. Hookers, I brought them cheese. Took many niggas off the street. He get all the beats. Me, Paul, and Grease. Y'all call it mean. We call it street. Mansion in Santa Barbara. Got a spot where the boss is me. French out in Calabasas. That life, man, is far behind us. Natural disasters. Insurance don't cover forest fires. The roads are spacious. Got my own oasis. Clooney behind the scenes. Rich niggas don't show their faces. Negro spirituals. We wrapping up. These devils as white as cotton. Jesus is black as fuck.
I got a zipper for the weed. Money in my jeans. I'm on the
He's fixed it over the phone?
Hell no, not sound.
He doesn't give him money and put a mic in it.
Shit crazy, man. You ain't no good, dog, Biggie.
You're in a room with some
fucking niggas.
The jail cell is actually probably a really good recording studio because it's awesome.
Just imagine what I could do.
Yeah, and they have a
when I was good, so I'm this shit, man.
They have some
money. Dom Black was good, baby. Fuck with me, though. Let's go, Grease. Born to win, I'm on again. My soul was saved, I was born again. The streets was crazy, she gone again. First she strung out my mama,
Then she took all my men, Lucy's and quarter juices, three quarter deuces, had my shit in trays. We slow the deuces, 40 ounce of malt. Younger bring a can up, but he just the EMT, won't stand for the Spangled Banner. Game is full of rats and filthy bureaucrats. I smoke my onion, just skin, I can peel it back. Body, it starts to tingle, soon as I hit the track. Double and bubble grammar, king, I can bring it back. This game, I can bring it back, it's a luxury. Ride out on any nigga, if you think he can fuck with me. Yeah, ain't nobody better, Stefano Levels. No more baby Simon, my shit is tight. I got a zipper for the weed, money in my jeans, I'm on the road.
I'm a good man. Was that by the Neville Brothers?
that was the Paul Cotter Brothers. The Hobo Brothers.
Oh, shit.
What else you got? What else? Let's see what else. What do you got, a throwbacker?
I got a throwback right here. This is Master Ace, Don't Understand. You know this one. From Disposable Arts.
Soda Pop.
This album is actually one of my favorites.
I don't do white music. I don't do black music. I make rap music for hip-hop kids.
Y'all know what it is when I get biz with this. Flows as hard enough to hit your kids with this.
Thugs walk through Queens Bridge with this. Italian cats drive through Bay Bridge with this. Pumping in they high rock. Your block to my block. I make hits like Chuck Knoblock. But don't make no error or get it confused. Or you find yourself getting abused. You're fitting to lose. I'ma send this out to everybody. Every nigga, every chick, every person up in every party. For all the shorties in the tight denim. And all the hood rats getting jealous, trying to start a fight with them. And to the D's and the black Taurus. Loading up the lead in the clip for the Gap Forest. Forest.
Oh, yes.
When you're pumping in your BMs, you're pumping like this. Pumping in your brain, pumping like this. When you're pumping in your Cadillac, pumping like this.
It's actually Greg Knight.
Way out of Brooklyn, pumping like this. To my people out of Queens, pumping like this. To my people in the boogie down, pumping like this. People up down, pumping like this. Pumping like this, hey, pumping like this, this, this.
I get the feeling that these cats is thinking that I might be on the verge of sinking. Either they weeded or they heavily drinking. Niggas know that I'm steadily seeking and readily weaken. These so-called thug cats with a melody beacon. Let the world hear loud and clear over the airways. I move up on the charts like stairways. I bust raps like trailways and Greyhound. This is for them kids who were shot on the playground. Yo, don't know why the streets are so evil. To this ghetto shit, there's no equal. Them yo people. I love rap no matter how much I say I hate it. Some support. Some cats play or hate it, but understand that I'm very thorough. And I'm not gonna stop till my name is heard in every borough. Every borough, every borough.
Oh, oh, take that, turn it up now.
Yes, you are not rocking with the best.
To my people out in Cali, pumping like this. To my people down in Boston, pumping like this. My people out in D.C., pumping like this. My people down in Atlanta, pumping like this. To my people down in Philly, pumping like this. To my people out in Texas, pumping like this. To my people out in Queens, pumping like this. Hey, pumping like this.
There's a lot of love that's lost. Once you start being the boss and your name start to be in the sauce and you G'ing off, cats just start teeing off and taking shots. See you making knots, now they waiting and faking lots. Yo, I just wanted to rock the newest sneaker on the beeper and hear my song come out the speaker. I never knew there'd be so much drama. I'ma send this out to all my niggas and all my niggas' baby's mama. On the block with the newest Prada, getting a lot of chips like Eric Estrada. What's up, miss? Put me on your list. So when you pump it in your Beamer, you're pumping like this, like this, like this.
What? Turn it up now, stop playing. Turn it up now, stop playing. Turn it up now, turn it up now, turn it up now, stop playing.
Yes, you are not rocking.
If you're sitting on your 20, pumping like this. If you're getting cash money, pumping like this. If you're way out in Brooklyn, pumping like this. If you're chilling in the club.
I love Master Ace.
I love me some Master Ace.
He went to URI.
He did. That's the truth.
Yeah, I know.
So awesome. 12-year-old yoga mats, something that goes with that.
Jumping Jehoshaphat.
Yeah. Yeah. Or something that goes with that. I'm more funky than a 12-year-old yoga mat.
Dude, the skits on that album are fucking fire.
No, it's funny too.
His albums.
The second, yeah, the Hot Summer. The Italian guy's like, yo, in New York, that dude's mad funny.
Yeah, those are all
He's
good.
Like, you really go to Rhode Island?
This one actually, this might get a little reggae-ish. Action Bronson kind of gets reggae on this one.
Dude, you got this jammy too, the remix?
Get It In with Kyle Rapps.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, Kyle Rapps is nasty and he rips this shit. There's actually a line.
I like Action starts it though. I kind of like it.
Me too. I'll tell you the line I'm talking about when Kyle Rapps it.
See, I'm heavy, deadly with that melody. Clear to me, you never were a friend of we. Dining using chopsticks. Laid up in the tropics.
So burnt.
Shift gears, twist while the bitch steers. Taste grapes, age 36 years. Can't even look me in the eye no more. Prime steaks that be older than a dinosaur. Open your vagina, whore. Shut your fucking mouth, cause I don't wanna hear your monologues. Kinda slipped off, I hit it on the kind of raw.
Pussy connoisseur, sex on a gondola. I get her wet as fuck and then she dry off in the sauna, bruh. Jewish girl made me wear a yarmulke, but I fucked her 8 days in a row, that's a Hanukkah. A pussy Ford escort with no speedometer. I met an old escort who looked like Kevin Costner. If you lick it, she will come. I got a ticket for speeding and parking parallel to my slum. Hair on, I never slung and shit, but niggas coming at me like, please play one more song, I suck your dick. My London chick took care of that shit on the lip. She love the kid, now we running shit. From the rip, I take another lick, go from butt to clip, fuck, that's the list. Get it in, motherfucker, get it in. Get it in, motherfucker, get it in. Get it in, motherfucker, get it in.
Get it in, motherfucker, get it in.
That's the name of the episode.
Get it in, motherfucker, get it in.
I'm only kidding,
bro. Get it in,
I got offended when he said, what was the one you...
Get it in, get it in.
What, the Hanukkah? Fucked her 8 nights in a row, call that Hanukkah.
No, what was
the Hanukkah?
No, what was the name of the episode? I got scared when you did it 2 weeks ago.
The stink finger. Then here we are talking about dildos and bitches getting stuck in the dryer getting fucked.
Yeah, we gotta click to listen to that stuff. It's not on the forefront.
The stink finger had a lot of listeners. So stink finger.
How many times?
Clicking on the same episode all week.
That man sing a song, bro.
Yeah, that's the end of that. I got one left. That's it.
He goes. I go butt to clit. That's the lish. Oh Jesus, Mary and Joseph. Dude, well, even if I wrote that down on paper, I'd be like, I don't know.
The power of Christ compels you.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you get right to the gates of heaven. They're like, remember when you said butt to clit? Fuck, that's the lich. Yeah. See ya.
Sorry, Kyle, but are you still going butt to clit?
Are you still going
by it really delish?
Are you still going by the last name?
Raps.
Rapsay.
Oh, fuck.
He's like, is your alias Kyle Rapsay?
No, what's the guy's name? Oh, dude, fucking Zach Galifianakis does that in the movie, doesn't it? Tremblay.
Tremblay. Joe Dirtè.
No, that sounds like a fucking made up name. That's what it sounds like.
Tremblay.
Yeah, it was.
Does he say Cookie Romano too?
Due date, right?
Huh?
It was due date.
Due date. Dude, that movie's funny.
That movie's so fucking funny.
When he's smoking pot in the car, dude, I fucking geek.
The part when he spits in the dog's face. And he's like, never in my 26 years. He's like, dude, you're 35 years old. Yeah.
You are the most shot out 35-year-old I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Maybe your father doesn't love you. He's like, what?
Oh, man, that's so bad. What are you, a bunch of little girls or something?
That's a good one, Don. That's one of the best. Now, I love that movie.
I actually do too. It's actually a really underrated one.
One of the funniest movies ever. I'm surprised that wasn't on any of our lists.
Maybe next time.
Maybe next time.
Touche. Cote.
Ah, fuck.
Enchanté, Cote.
Shouldn't open my big fucking mouth.
Okay. Any closing statements? I got one song left.
It's been
one
real, more. Everybody.
I got one more.
Thanks for tuning in this week. Episode 42.
Think so.
Whatever's not stuck on me is stuck on you.
Not
what
me.
Is that all saying? I don't know
how that's.
Thanks for tuning in this week. See yes. you next week.
Have a great week, everyone.
I'm C.
I'm the D.
And I'm the J. And this is AZ. Found my niche. Nietzsche.
Low Caesar kept fresh off the steps in the summer heat. Blessed to be amongst the rest. It's a young on me. Mark necks, Adidas sweats, Lee's dungarees, BVD under T's. Shit, I hung with G's. Everybody repping they P's. Speaking slang to the gods, start connecting degrees. Seeking change. Some puffin' weed, no ease. Some sneaking cane. And that crack hit the map. It's a rap. The beeper came. Crews started forming in clicks. They running blocks on a strip. One alive nigga flip. You wanna watch? It's bugs. Seen the doctor in scrubs. Coming cop. The love of drugs. Finally found me a plug to run a spot. Switch gears. Fucking with peers. They out of town. Packed up. Blue for a year without a sound. Came back. Reappeared, it's going down. And what I seen was a whole lot of kings that lost their crown. Smoked out, others was dead, some in the feds. It broke out, COVID, the plague spread. Zombies in the streets on the creek, they wanna hit. Homies over beef, it was deep, that summer shit. Benivio spreading in sections, a lot of sexing. Imperial Moet repping a lot of weapons. Shoes on niggas' necks, they want wreck. Big body bins on deck, who wanna flex?
I don't want to see that.
P7, this ain't right and exact. You falling victim to that devilish man, God.
Yeah, we supposed to build, not destroy.
We true and living. Don't add on to the genocide, D.O.D.
Somebody,
get
Jada,
back on your
Jada.
Square.
I mean,
that's what
good.
I did.
No.
Raise on niggas' cribs, they killing kids. The system
that, like,
wasn't letting them live, they gave bids. Life on back of their numbers. 20 summers, I'm just now seeing some niggas since I was young. Flat top, I chopped mine in 89. Had props, I got knocked for baby time. Still straight, whole body laced with crazy shine. Then my ace got shot in the face, that made me rhyme. Money drying up in the streets, I took a seat. Stop riding dirty in Jeeps and bold beats. Reality rap, shit sick. I found the niche, 9-4 came with life's a bitch.